Hi everybody, this is Tracy. Today I would like to talk to you about my anniversary today, which is February 28th. It is my 3-year anniversary since my narcissist at the time had me arrested. Now, for those of you who don't know that my narcissist had me arrested, you can watch the video. I'll put the link down below. But it was obviously false charges. It was the reason he had me arrested ultimately was because he wanted to not let me meet his new supply. His new supply was not really his new supply. The new supply was, hey, I had already suspected her for quite some time. But the truth was that putting me in jail was the only way he could stop me from meeting this new girl. Because if we had actually met, I would have found out that she was not the new supply, that he'd actually been dating her for 2 of my 2.5 years. And so if you think about it, it's probably a good cover. Oh, the crazy ex is here. Let's put her in jail. She's always doing these types of things. I had nothing to do with that, and I had never done anything crazy, nor was this crazy at all. But if I look at that day, and I look at the horror and the story of that day, I can tell you a really scary story. Just my emotions and the feelings that I had being handcuffed and carted away in front of my neighbors. This was not a good day. The horror about being in the jail and, you know, wearing the little orange jumpsuit and someone else's underwear was really just bizarre for me. But by the time I got out 24 hours later, someone said he'd been gaslighting you to look that up. So that started my recovery. That started my journey to understand narcissists. I didn't know I was going to understand narcissists the next day. I just knew that something weird was happening and this wasn't normal. So when I learned about narcissists, you can see that my life has completely changed. I now coach people on recovering from narcissistic abuse. I interview the authors of the books that you should be reading. And if you aren't reading the books, at least take the half an hour and listen to the interviews as I talk to them, because they're putting a lot of pieces of the recovery puzzle together for all of us. Most of them are doctors and therapists that are using years of experience to enlighten us on what they've learned so that we can recover faster. So please hold on to the books and the knowledge and the learning, because when you do, you are going to heal yourself. When you get to a point, this is 3 years for me, but when you get to a point of understanding all about them, you need to learn about you, your own accountability. Not responsibility, but accountability. Why did you stay? Are you a codependent people pleaser? Did you love them so much that you were trauma bonded? Did you have abandonment issues as a child, and so you were going to do everything you could to make this work? That's my story. I didn't realize I had abandonment wounds, but oh my God, did I have a lot to learn. It took me 5 books before I figured that one out. So keep on learning and know that one day you will be making a video like this, if only in your head, to look back at the horrific things that you're experiencing right now and know that there is hope and that your life will be changed if you take the control to change it. It doesn't take much. It just takes learning. If we want to learn Spanish, we get some books, we go to class on Tuesday night, and we learn it. This is the same thing for recovery from this kind of emotional abuse. If you don't learn it, you will repeat the lesson. It's just the way the universe works. And for me, I'm never gonna let this happen again. So, happy anniversary to me. This is a big day, and I just saw the date and remembered it and said, where's my camera? I'm gonna go make a video. So life is different now. And if I look back at that horrific day 3 years ago, it was a blessing, because without it, I would have gone on and not known about this. I would have made another mistake. And honestly, if you have been with more than one narcissist, can you say that they didn't get worse. They get worse because they have seen in our story what we have tolerated before, and they up the game. Doesn't mean they're going to up it right away. It could be 6 years from now, but they're going to get worse than the last one. So please do the homework, learn, study, get help, talk to someone, get validated, get support, and have a good day. Don't forget to subscribe. Thanks.